Okay. I don't think I got anybody in here. Let's see. Three watching. Okay, can anybody hear me? I'm trying to set this up. I'm still pretty new to lives. Just trying to check this out. I think we got three. Okay. Oh, what's up, Quitter? How you doing, man? Okay, what's up, guys? I'm waiting for some people to join, but I just kind of wanted to chill with everybody for a little bit. I know we got some good videos out, some interesting cases. I'm actually leaving tomorrow for a trip overseas, so I just kind of wanted to check in with everybody, see what everybody's working on, kind of understand what cases you guys are looking at. Also, when I get some more people in here, I wanted to get some book recommendations from everybody for my trip. A long plane ride to Japan. So thus far, let me see what I got. Alexander, I am going to Japan. So I'm doing a little trip to Tokyo and Kyoto tomorrow. And it's really weird being on a live talking to myself, or not talking to myself, but you know what I mean. So for books, I'm rereading Michael Schrat's Crash Retrievals of the Third Kind. If any of you guys have heard of that, it is where Schrat got to go through Leonard Stringfield's personal archives in Cincinnati at MUFON. And he touched on some cases that Stringfield had in the Crash Retrievals. Oh, what's up, Joey? What up, Joey? Joey, the trip is tomorrow to Japan. Okay, that I want to talk about that in a second. Op TV. I also don't like flying. It's not my favorite. But so tomorrow, guys, for some of the books, I'm reading The Day After Roswell. Is that by Bill Moore, Jason? I think it is, because if that is in fact by Bill Moore, he also, you guys know the Grant Cameron files, right? Grant Cameron released all of his files recently, downloadable. He has a lot of contacts with Bill Moore. They had an email connection. This was back in, I think, 98. And they were discussing the Kalahari Desert crash back in 89 in South Africa near the coast of Botswana. And of course, the primary source for that is a little controversial with a guy who claimed he or to be claimed he was making up his South African Air Force credentials. But Bill Moore, in these texts with Grant Cameron in these emails, said he had a secondary source for the Kalahari Desert crash. So I want to link up with Bill Moore if I can, because he is still living. He's very old. I think he was born in 42. And find out who that secondary source is, because the Kalahari crash is great. If you guys have ever seen the video from Mac Mave, his channel got hacked, it's taken down. So, but that's a great video for when it gets back up. UFO connections to Iceland, such as crash retrievals or such, brother. Yes, I was actually looking at this yesterday. There is a case from the 50s. If you look at Magic Eyes Only, I actually lived in Iceland for a little bit. So let me see if I can remember where this was. Okay, it was in the Jukula Rivers in August of 1954, according to Ryan S. Wood. One of the primary sources here is the 468th CIC detachment document titled Unidentified Flying Objects, dated October 11th, 1954. So, oh, okay, Philip J. Corso. Yeah, that's the day after Roswell, man. Yeah, I see what you're saying. That Corso's awesome. I've actually haven't sat down and fully read Day After Roswell, which I've only listened to bits and pieces or just kind of referenced the book when I needed to. Are there any reports of UFOs around only nuclear warheads, artillery, or nuclear facilities in general, such as well? I know that, of course, we have Malmstrom, and this was with B-52 bombers, but in the 50 Minot AFB. That is where I think a disc-shaped craft changed its altitude in a very rapid session, kind of flew around a descending B-52. That's not the case I know so well. Jimmy Shu, thank you so much for the $20. I really appreciate that. Recommend Clear Intent, government cover up of UFO. Okay, guys, I'm gonna actually grab a piece of paper so I can write this down. And what get that to that in a second. So, all right. Also, Above Top Secret by Timothy Good. That's another good piece I'm rereading tomorrow. And since I will be meeting up with Ryan S. Wood soon, I'm rereading all of the MJ-12 files. Maybe can I send a link to the chat? And yes. Okay. Let me go through these. Sorry, man. What is my background and how do I get access to the informants that, that I give? So my background is mechanical engineering. Studied in university, got my bachelor's in mechanical engineering. Currently work in the field, more less so mechanical engineering, more so just kind of spreadsheets and so forth. But when I started my channel, everything initially started as kind of to talk to friends and family who had an interest in this subject. I was the guy who they'd come to speak to, but everything was so discombobulated. Even my files were just rancid and all over the place. So I started my channel. How I got access to these informants was I didn't give a darn about who I called and who I tried to talk to. If you guys remember back to the UFO witnesses and so forth, I would just, like these guys like MS and TB, I just would call people and I would just talk to them. So I wouldn't really care what sort of situation it was in. I know that now it's not really the smartest idea just to cold call because you never know who's on the other side, but that is how, just kind of brute force. I know in this space, a lot of people aren't really willing to kind of put themselves if there is a firing line in a firing line, but that's how you do it, man. It's with the differences with Joey, of course, because I made my video on Marines who got close to UFOs with Herrera and Weygandt, and Joey reached out to me. So that was a difference in the case. No, Matthew, not high key smart AF, man. College was super hard for me. The only classes I did really well in were Diffie Q. So Troll Mama, thank you very much. I appreciate that quite a bit. And that's a cute gopher or badger, whatever it is. So actually, what do you guys think about the MH370 videos? I've tended to stay away from them for now just because I know there's a lot of drama around them. And especially because the videos kind of circulate mostly on Twitter and most of the research is on Twitter. I know that there's a lot of weirdly enough drama in the UAP sphere on Twitter. So that's not necessarily my go-to where I go to kind of look at cases. I know a lot of the time whenever I hop on Twitter, I see people in rooms just kind of like drama rooms or something like that. So if you guys want to talk about MH370, I'd love to hear it. Yeah, this is also a good question. I see a lot of people talking like, you know, how does a random YouTuber talk to these people? And that's a great question. I am a random YouTuber. But I just think the difference is like I just try really hard to speak to people. And, you know, since starting the channel, been able to make some good connections and, you know, talk to some interesting people and kind of gain some respect and so forth. So like the start of the channel right now, that's just the beginning. You know, I have my inspirations, guys like Colt Hart and so forth. And, you know, I would love to over time talk to higher profile whistleblowers, talk to higher profile firsthand witnesses, do more interviews that are more documentary style. I like that versus the traditional, I sit on StreamYard, a guest sits on StreamYard and we talk for 2 hours. In my opinion, at least from like what I like to watch on YouTube, I'm far more interested if an interview has sort of a narrative or documentary around it. I know that's the case I'm going to be doing with Ryan S. Wood, because I really want to do justice to MJ-12. And I'm faced with a couple options, right? Like make a 30 to 50 minute video just talking about the documents, relaying like each line basically to actual events that have occurred in history, or talk to Ryan Wood, who is kind of as much of an expert as you can possibly get to MJ-12, and especially his dad, who was a private aerospace contractor who started the Majestic Documents with Mr. Wood and so forth. So I like that a lot. Read the book that Tim Taylor wrote. Zach, that's actually a great idea. I'm going to write that down too. And I've heard that as well. Sorry, I'm just writing this down from Zach real fast. OpTV. Okay. This is a great question. So the essence of MJ-12 is back in the 80s. I can't remember if it was 82, 87 or what exactly it was, but there was a roll of documents mailed to some, ufologists such as Stanton Friedman. And these are the MJ-12 documents. The MJ-12 purports an organization within the USG established under Truman, handed to Eisenhower, that basically was formed a little bit before Roswell, because there are references to the Interplanetary Phenomenon Unit, which is actually really interesting. There's actually two references. There's a case protocol for the IPU, in MJ12, and there's another kind of like 9-page guidelines. I'll actually maybe in the Discord post that. But so there's references to the IPU, and of course the IPU, the Interplanetary Phenomenon Unit. I know I glanced by that in my last video. I'm actually probably going to explore that in a different topic, like 2-3-letter agencies that are kind of unknown, and another video coming soon. The IPU was referenced. So the MJ-12 purports the original crash retrieval and reverse engineering team that operated with Vannevar Bush, Robert J. Oppenheimer, even Albert Einstein. And the thing is, these were all labeled hoax by FBI. You know, if you look at MJ-12 documents and you look at this, I think it's the CIA reading room, you'll just see bogus written across the documents. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of MJ-12 documents, all talking about protocol, like the SOM-01, the Special Operations Manual, about what to do when a crash team finds biologics, to a craft, to operational protocol, to just discussing cases like the Eisenhower briefing document in 53 that discusses the 1950 El Indio Del Rio case and so forth. So basically, MJ-12 is the biggest question of, are there legitimate documents recorded in the public realm for the crash retrieval and reverse engineering team that dates back to the mid-40s? And that's just the simple answer. There's so much more to get into. There's so much intrigue. So many of the classic ufologists, Stanton Friedman, Leonard Stringfield, Bill Moore, Grant Cameron, all these guys have talked so much about MJ-12. So I could keep talking about MJ-12 forever, but we'll say that probably we'll see. But the thing is, Felipe, if I want to see results in this field, I got to be willing to kind of do the hard work that a lot of people don't want to do. And, you know, to what ends, who knows? Dangerous, maybe, I don't know. But this subject is just too important to me to kind of play the safe road. Em, I appreciate you. Watched everything. Thank you. A ton of great videos coming up, man. A ton. I'm really excited. I can't wait to get back. Japan, the council boys. I think I know who it is. Thank you for the euros, brother. Hopefully you're able to go to the Manchester card next week. If you are, let me know, because that actually sounds awesome and I'm gonna be really jealous, except you'll have to be up at like 4 a.m Great job on the recent videos. Random question: have you given any thoughts to the alleged Costa Rica sightings in 1971 and the 2007 Razor photo? Yeah, actually the 71 photo, let me get a sip of my Powerade. If I'm correct here, the 1971 photograph was taken from a geographical coastal mapping plane, and it depicts a classic saucer from an elevation of between 10 to 25,000 feet. That's a classic picture. I know it's been referenced a lot by people like Linda Moulton Howe, but and so forth. Leslie Keene. I'm sorry. But that is interesting. So is the Razor video. It's really hard to do an analysis on the Razor video because there's so few frames in which we see the craft. And I know, so if you guys don't know what the Razor video is, it's supposedly a Costa Rica video of a saucer-shaped UAP taken in 2007 off a flip phone. Think a Motorola Razor. This depicts a craft sitting in kind of like a cavern, resting. Quickly, the camera shows the craft go belly up, like Bob Lazar describes, and fly off. Now, the big kind of drama here is people asking if laxative pain. I didn't even notice that. Oh, you commented last time, man. Max Payne's a great game, especially Max Payne 3. But so that the big controversy around that video is some people surmise that the craft is just something suspended on a string, and that's sort of the jerking motion. So that requires some analysis, but it's difficult to study that. Edward Lynn, I have actually not heard of Edward Lynn, I'll be completely honest. So if you can tell me who that is, I'd love to know. Big fan of your efforts. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Just trying to have everything I do that I can be open source and, you know, have the documents for everybody to read themselves and so forth. I think in the future, I'll probably make a website, just because over time, the cases get a lot more complicated and I reference a lot more. So I'd like to have a website with each case log, maybe a transcript of the video, maybe some snippets, like when I reference a clip, like David Grush talking on JRE, because, you know, if I want to hear David Grush talk about Stargate, I can only have 30 seconds of footage before I'm going to get my butt hit with copyright. So I'd love to have that stuff on a website where there can be a little bit more context added in for people who prefer to read. What's your opinion on whether or not humans can handle disclosure? This is actually a very good question. I think about this all the time. I oftentimes like to say yes, but you know, what exactly are the implications of disclosure? There's already so much negative discourse in the UAP sphere in general and how people look at this topic. Sometimes I have to step aside because, you know, everybody I talk to are the fine folks who watch my channel and so forth. Everybody who has an interest in UAP, who likes to study UAP, who has a pretty good case log in their brains of cases. But, you know, when I'm at jujitsu and people come up to me with, like, "Hey, you have that UFO YouTube channel, right?" And they start talking, I think the average person in the public just thinks even the sub they're still on the question of, are UFOs real, right? So when the vast majority of an American populace is just still asking the question if UFOs are real, I'm not exactly sure how well a populace could handle the kind of looming presence of a non-human intelligence on this planet. So it's a multi-layered question. Like, we could probably talk about this for hours and hours, but I'm not sure. What's going on with the Skinwalker Ranch having the presentation or something? Wilder side, I'm actually going to talk to Jesse Michaels about this. I have talked to him a little bit about it because he spent some time at Skinwalker Ranch. I don't think he said he saw anything weird, but I think he said he experienced like just kind of weird poltergeist phenomena, as people call it. So I need to talk a little more about that, but it is rather funny with Dr. Sean Kirkpatrick. That image from 2018, he looks like a kid who got his hand caught in the candy jar, does he not? He is glaring at the camera. I've never seen a man look so furious. So you guys know my opinion on Dr. SK. I've made videos or made that video a long time about him, and since then there's only more to discuss and so forth. Why does this subject interest you so much? Have you ever had an experience? Possibly, Jason. I've possibly had an experience. Just like everybody, I've seen weird lights in the sky, things making turns at 90-degree angles, zigzagging across the sky, but I cannot say concretely that I've seen a definite form of a craft. I've talked about this a little bit. This subject, it has been my primary interest since I was old enough to read. One of my first ever books was a book on the Betty and Barney Hill incident. I remember reading that when I was basically in diapers. And I just, this topic is so weird to me because of the abundance of information, cases, documents, testimonies to kind of immerse yourself in. But the vile reaction people have back to discount this is just a common conspiracy. So I think what really interested me first was just the idea of contemplating UFOs. And then the amount of evidence for that juxtaposed with the stigma that has been created. So, when I first started my channel, I was mostly interested in just kind of creating a pretty comprehensive database of cases and footage for people to reference. But as I move on, I'm more interested in actually doing whatever the heck I can to help disclosure, however I can, in any way I can do that. You know, it's tough. I'm not a military guy. I'm not a politician. But yeah, so I figured my route. Just like some people before me, like Ross, could be through journalism and just trying to inform the public. Tell Arms, yes, I do. And in just a few minutes, I will drop the link in the chat. Mighty Mo, thank you so much. It's okay that you're late to the party. You haven't missed too much. We're just kind of talking through questions, just chatting. And I would like, do you have any book recommendations for me for my trip to Japan? So you can email me at uapgerb@gmail.com. I'm a little bit behind on emails just with how busy I've been. So I'm also going to be doing that on the plane. Again, that's uapgerb@gmail.com. Or I will post my Discord invite here in a couple minutes. Fat rodents subs. We need to keep Gerbs producing comment. He just said he's a mechanical engineer by day job. Keep him producing. Thank you very much. I really appreciate the support. I'm just wondering, I had an NDE. Tell me about that. You know, the more you immerse yourself in this phenomenon, kind of the more interesting and the more you move outside the traditional nuts and bolts of fields to study. So I'd like to hear about that. What are your thoughts on Grush being so quiet recently? I do not think that he's not that it's I do not think that it's because of laziness or non-interest. I think that the best avenues for Grush to affect change right now is probably doing stuff behind the scenes. This, in my opinion, has probably worked with Congress, lawmakers, and so forth. I think he did what he needed to do in the public with his Ross Coulthart News Nation interview, his appearance on Jesse Michaels, and his JRE appearance. I mean, in those, besides his op-ed, which I still do believe is on the way, he's pretty much talked about everything he can publicly, right? So I think the mostly what he's doing is behind the scenes. Kona, please email me at uapgrowbat@gmail.com. If you have and I haven't responded, I'm just a little bit behind because so dang much going on. And thanks, before I continue, thank you guys so much for asking questions and chatting. I really appreciate it. And I love talking to everybody. I'm trying to get through every single one of these because I'm very honored. Pitchforks are coming 30 years and millions of reports later. I 100% believe that they have been here since the dawn of mankind. I don't need anyone to approve what I believe. I like that mindset. More and more, Grush has talked about this as well, and many other people talk about the antiquity of the phenomenon. You know, you have the 16th century Nuremberg lights with all sorts of shapes dancing around the skies of Nuremberg, triangles, weird crescent shaped craft, and so forth. All throughout history, like the I'm trying to remember, like the chariots of Judah back in the 11th century in a Middle Eastern war. If Bob Lazar is to be believed, one of these craft was found during an archaeological dig. Many people who have a good basis of credibility to stand on talk about this phenomenon being ancient. And I certainly would probably agree. Patrick, have I looked into Emery Smith? I have not. I'm going to write that name down because any sort of investigation I haven't done, I would love to do. Everyone comment on this to feed the algorithm. Thank you. OpTV, I appreciate that too. I just, you know, if I need help, I'll reach out to the community. I know I talked about this in the last video, but I wish I could get content out faster. I want the creative process to be mine. So I do everything from thinking of the idea to researching, to writing the script, to filming, to editing, to posting. So I appreciate the patience with all of this. And, you know, if I need some, if I need to reach out to people, I absolutely will. What can the average working Joe do to legitimize the subject more? That's a great question. I mean, what I would say personally is to familiarize yourself with factual data. Understand the USG's history in studying the UAP phenomenon. Understand Project Grudge, Sign, Blue Book, the controversy around OSAP and ATIP, UAPTF and Arrow. Talk about the unknown unknowns all of these programs have registered, the obfuscation of data, the stigma. And when you bring up this subject, at least what I'd like to do in public is not just to jump to, okay, there's non-human intelligence on this planet, there's reverse engineering and crash retrieval programs, but it's to say, wait, slow down for a second. People are still arguing about, are UFOs real? Well, here's how the US government has studied UFOs since the 1940s. And then you can reference the Condon report, not the 1969 out of CU Boulder Condon report, but somebody told me I said this wrong. Condon? The British MOD UFO study that actually referenced the 1989 Belgian UFO wave of triangles. You can also talk about all the Australian UFO reports. If you're interested in that, I think it's my USO video one. I linked to the Internet Archive where I referenced a couple Australian USO reports. There's a full archive there. And then you can talk about Canadian lawmakers talking about Five Eyes Nation studying UAP together. So I would just talk about, stick to introducing people to get comfortable with the fact that UFOs aren't just a conspiracy, because the stigma has been so dang successful at doing that. Yes, sir. Jiu-jitsu and mixed martial arts. I love jiu-jitsu. I had training today. I might have got a little bit of a concussion because I was doing technique with a youngster. He was trying to do a fireman's carry, threw me over the back shoulder, hit the head a little bit. So hopefully it's okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. I think disclosure will cause the ontological shock we've heard about to religious people. But non-religious people, it's an easy pill to swallow. I've liked how the Vatican has handled discussing this topic in the last couple of years, talking about, I think they said that God paints with a broad brush. You had Catholic priests at the last July congressional hearings with Grush. So I hope non-religious people can handle this, but at the same time, you know, what are, how's the average person going to just react in general when they find out that there is a presence on this planet that operates completely different to humans? Their modus operandi, probably still not given out. If there's full disclosure, why they're here is unknown. How many of them are unknown, where they're coming from, unknown. Just kind of the fact that they're here. Yes, I do know who Michio Kaku is. I would love to speak to him. If you have a way to talk to him, I would really like to talk to him. I have a book of his. I can't remember what it's called, but I've always really enjoyed his appearances on JRE, talking about the phenomenon. They've been here, Pitchfork, they've been here forever. Nothing will change. I hope that's not the case. We are at a pretty pivotal point in disclosure. I think there have been a couple times where there has been, we've been pretty close to sort of disclosure events, but then moved away for various reasons. So I hope things can change now. It partly feels like the genie's a bit out of the bottle with people like Grush coming out and so much kind of attention on the UAP subject. I know it's still a little niche. After all, the excitement died down from the congressional hearings, but let's hope with the 2024 NDAA, we can continue that. So how do you rationalize what custodian, I don't know who custodian file, or I don't know who custodian file is. So please tell me if you can. This is a great question. On a sliding scale, how confident are you that Michael Herrera is telling the truth? This is, so Michael's such an interesting case for me to talk about, because like, with the stuff that Joey always talks about, kind of the extra evidence that Michael has of talking to the insider and so forth, it really is one of the most compelling pieces. And I can tell you, I had a really weird moment where I actually came across this insider completely independently in my own research on another project. So that was really kind of weird for me. And no, this insider is not anybody I've ever covered on the channel. I think somebody commented recently on YouTube was the witness I recently spoke to, was he Michael's insider? And no, he was not. But I am, of course, you can't prove Indonesia. Although I am talking, or I need to set up a call with somebody who may have some interesting information on Indonesia back in 2009. So there's an individual, I haven't been able to connect with him yet because I've been so busy, but I'd like to talk to him. He says he has something interesting to talk to me about. The sliding scale on the high side, brother. Love the idea of the website. It would be a lot easier. Yes. Also, what is the best way to help support the efforts? Of course, like, so I have a Patreon. I'm not going to advertise it too much until I feel like I have a wealth of content that can keep somebody busy for hours on end, or until I'm able to get like a weekly live stream and so forth where we can discuss cases and so forth. So for now, if you would watch the videos and share them, I would love it. I would love it. That would mean everything to me. To people who can't think past that, are they going to invade us? Yeah, I think that a lot of that, I always think back to the Twilight Zone episode To Serve Man, where the invading alien force eats people. So yeah, the question of invasion, I hope, just because that's been so discussed by Hollywood with films like Independence Day, Mars Attack, and so forth, I hope people can start to move past the idea of being invaded by an NHI species, because people always like to talk about the moniker. If they wanted to invade us, they already would have. So I struggle to kind of wrap my head around that. But at the same time, you know, non-human intelligence, it's almost impossible to attribute motives to something that doesn't possibly has no relation to human consciousness or synapses. I don't know. It's an interesting question. In his latest interview that came out the other day, SK tried to play the Skinwalker Ranch presentation down even more. Ever since that Fugle came out with that photo. So remember Green Street had that basement office episode, or not, I'm sorry. He had the interview part two with SK, right? And that was moved back like a full week or two. I sincerely think that episode was moved back solely to do damage control on that photo, because the entire second interview was just talking about how SK didn't know about that presentation. And he was kind of blindsided by it, and he was just asked to be a consultant on it. So, yeah, SK, As the kids would say, he's kind of a dweeb. Whether we can handle disclosure or not is irrelevant. If people believe gravity, it's better to warn them not to jump off a cliff. I am one for kind of what guys like Grush say, that there's still oversight necessary if there are retrieval and reverse engineering programs. I think Grush said, I just rewatched his JRE interview. He said that nuclear physics are available to study in an undergraduate course, but the mechanics of making a nuclear weapon are classified. I like to think in that same realm of thought around UAP. Still, humans and the general public deserve disclosure about what is visiting our planet, possibly where they come from and how they operate, if their modus operandi, if it's known. But if still technology needs to be kept away because of various potentials of it, I still understand. Grush talked about this as well. A forgiveness window for people who may have committed blue collar crime in program duties, whether that be, you know, hiding away funds, racketeering, embezzlement, bribery, threats. I think he says when it comes down to the harm and possible murders that people need to be locked up in. Absolutely. If people have affected human lives and ended them in for this subject, yes, they do. Have you heard of Daniel Salter, Alien Contact Intelligence? No, I haven't. I'm going to write that down. Daniel Salter. I'll check that out, man. I've never heard of it. Do you have any posts? I do not yet. There are a lot of investigations I'm trying to work on now. In the future, I'd like to start talking about ongoing case logs in the Patreon. So have you ever looked into the connection between NHI and psychedelics such as DMT? No, I have not. The only thing I know, because I have a memory like a hawk, is Alex Jones in 2017 on JRE talking about various government organizations using DMT to connect with some sort of non-human intelligence in the spirit realm. I have not. I know that I have some family members who have experimented with DMT, and I know some of the stuff they have seen is wild in terms of just leaving, not really existing in the human realm of thought anymore. So no, I haven't looked into that, but it's very interesting. If they're able to travel to this planet at will, they probably do. How you been? I have been amazing. Thank you very much. If anybody's kind of new to the stream, I'm doing this because tomorrow I am taking a trip out of the country. So I just wanted to chat with everybody because, of course, I won't be able to get a video out, but I have a lot of projects coming back. I actually might see what people want to see first. So on the agenda is I want to do a video on the Interplanetary Phenomenon Unit combined with another very shadowy unit that might be a little interesting to cover. I want to do a video on the Kalahari incident if I can talk to Bill Moore. Of course, I need to get to Kecksburg. That's one of the biggest ones, the 1941 Cape Girardeau crash. I want to talk about Scalar Technologies. I want to talk about Ryan Wood and the MJ-12. And I might also be doing a little trip with Mr. Jesse Michaels. Maybe we can collaborate on a video. That'd be awesome. I would love to do that. So, you've shown evidence where hundreds of millions are allocated to black programs, but that's chump change for something like this. How can you explain the disparity? Yeah, I think that I've just pointed out in some videos like a small number of contracts just to start kind of illustrating a point in terms of, especially when contracts are allocated where employees of various companies have said that these large contracts don't have any kind of movement within them. And so forth. I know that Catherine Austin Fitz in the 1990s, who talks about the GAO failed audit by the Pentagon, talks about billions upon billions upon billions missing in funds. So I just tackle this at a smaller scale. You know, even I can't really conceptualize the billions and billions of billions that go into black programs that are kind of unaccounted for. So I just like to analyze from like a small contract by contract basis and so forth. How do you make sure that you don't fall down the rabbit hole too much and ensure you keep grounded but still open to new data? That's actually probably one of the best questions I heard. I know of course, a couple YouTubers and so forth who cover this topic who have just kind of like struggled. You know, like studying this so much can have adverse mental health effects I've seen, and not just from YouTubers, but from authors and so forth. So to stay grounded, I think one needs to have a life outside of studying UAP. And for me, that is, of course, jiu-jitsu, my lovely girlfriend, traveling. You know, you can be immersed in a rabbit hole. You want, the second you go, somebody tries to strangle you, you kind of snap out a bit and are able to stay a little bit grounded. But I think part of the biggest thing not to kind of get trapped with the kind of misinformation and so forth is to really take my time to digest what I'm hearing and to see how much of new information I can cross-reference to existing cases, existing documents, existing kind of knowledge out there. The vetting process in this field is so hard. There's so much misinformation that, you know, just got to do the best we can, treading very carefully. It seems plausible that psychedelics remove our filters that keep us from seeing paranormal phenomena. Yeah, so my family members who are actually into psychedelics have talked about like the brain being a tuner for human consciousness. I'm trying to remember what they said. They talk about how a brain is essentially a tuner for human consciousness, and on the psychedelics that more information is taken in by your filter, your brain, which lets you exist in three dimensions. I'm trying to think this. This is still kind of new territory for me, as you guys know. I'm not always try to be really honest about that. Kind of a big nuts and bolts guy. So still trying to learn, trying to kind of understand some of those mysteries of consciousness and so forth a little more. Cracker Jack, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I will use this to train for 2 days at Kodokan Judo in Tokyo. So I appreciate that. LC, the DOT can't account for half its assets, trillions worth of assets. Yeah. Please do a video that covers Thomas Bearden and Ning Li. I've heard both of these names before. Are they associated with Ning Li? I'm trying to remember. Let me know, but I absolutely will. Do you think the story about the good guys versus the bad guys inside the program is a form of disinformation so people thread water, lose focus, researching dead ends? I'm not sure. Logistically, within these programs like this, it would make sense of kind of interfactionalities and so forth, people who advocate for disclosure and people who kind of want to keep the lid on disclosure. So that's actually a really good question. I'm just trying to think of how I can best frame my answer. Good guys versus bad guys, a form of disinformation. I don't necessarily, just due to the amount of firsthand people who have come out and just said the same thing, that there are many elements within programs who will almost stop at nothing to prevent any sort of disclosure from popping out. I know that answer is not great, but I actually want to think a little bit harder on giving an exact reasoning for that question, because that's a great question. Grush was busting for at least 3 years. Yes, this is absolutely true. Interviewing 40 plus people, years of research and data acquisition. Colt Hart knows where one is at. Yes, he does. I would love to know where that giant thing is buried. I would love to know, but I understand why he can't talk about it. I'm very excited for Imminent. I have a copy pre-ordered. I'm really excited to read it. Really looking forward. And anything Dolan puts out, I think we can all agree Dolan's one of the best of the best. Anything Dolan puts out is so worth reading. Jeff, if we've known that NHI exists, we have acquired and reverse engineered off-world technologies for 70 years. Why would we be wasting billions looking for microbes on Mars or searching for exoplanets? This is assuming that various agencies like NASA, the main components, are aware of reverse engineering programs. So if you go by some of the discussions that have been talked about, these programs are so sequestered away and compartmentalized. Very, 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 very few people kind of understand what's going on. And that would kind of be my realm of thought, is that if technology has been successfully reverse engineered, it's not like your mission directors at NASA or funders on congressional staff for NASA are exactly aware of kind of what's going on. I think the UAP updates are like waiting. Give me Elder Scrolls 6, please. Please, because Starfield was not great. Have I seen the infographic show about the strange encounters? Yes, or not on Bigfoot stuff or Squatch. To be honest, I've never really looked into any like cryptid stuff. My mind has always been on UAP. However, I think I've watched, of course, everybody knows the YouTuber Wendigo, and I think I've watched his cryptid iceberg a few times. And of course, that's great, but I've never actually done any serious research into that. That's not my realm of study. Put a lot of weight work. The weight has always been, I appreciate that. Hopefully to stay on that path, everything that I put out will have research and passion behind it. Yes, actually, I will do something on this. I know I'm a bit late. The Kona Blue deserves one of those dives where we go in line by line, especially just because it's such an interesting program proposal and how it relates to Bigelow Aerospace and so forth. How do I ask question? Amog, you can just write it out here, and yeah, you just did. Yeah, just say anything and I will respond. Condon Report US Condyne, thank you. Yeah, I get flack all the time, but I can't pronounce most words. It's just because I don't really know how to talk. Ecology, welcome very much. Respect your, that's a cute guinea pig, BJJ and MA martial arts. Thank you very much. You're a cool dude. Back in DC, I'd like to go to DC. Of course, there's so many people out there I'd like to talk to and just meet with. So if I ever am, I'll let you know. The Vatican knows something. They have history locked away, which means maybe it's for a good reason. Yeah, if you go by Grush speaking about the 1933 Magenta case, information upon the crashed UAP was back-channeled to the U.S. by Pope. I can't remember, but by the sitting Pope at the time. The best way to destigmatize is just to have conversations about what people think on the topic. I often just mention how our government is crafting legislation. I think that's a great point. Yes. Talk to the 2023-2024 NDAA. Just these sort of conversations where, you know, people immediately want to jump to aliens and craft or UFOs real, just kind of slowing down and say, hey, wait, these are the facts so far. I think that's really important, Landon. I think that's a great point. The powers that be are making panic moves. I sure as heck hope the panic moves, if they are doing it, aren't too jarring, because that could lead to some danger. When you see one at under 24 feet, you don't need, tell me about that experience. I'd love to hear that. That sounds like as close of an enclosed encounter as you can get. I've had many people come forward about something they've heard or read about the topic. Yeah. Kind of once people understand that you take this topic seriously, and once they can understand they don't really have to be embarrassed, most people will tell you a story they had. Like, I had a guy at jiu-jitsu, this was a couple weeks ago, once he found out about my channel, he came up to me and he said, you know what, I was biking in New York back in the early 90s, and a huge triangle flew over my dad and me. So it's just really interesting, the stories these people tell. Phone cameras, I'm not so sure about that. Phone cameras don't seem to be too good at capturing much. The Dulce base is real or disinfo? That is a really good question. I'm not sure. It seems like there's a little bit too much known about Dulce. You know, there seems to be a bit too much publicly available. I'm trying to remember the UFO Highway ebook by, what's his name? I can't remember, but who interviews Colonel X, who talks about everything in Dulce. Maybe Dulce is a red herring. Who knows? It's a tough question. I don't have enough knowledge on Dulce to have a really informed opinion. No, I think Birdie asked this too last time. Tim Taylor, no, it is not. Unless you have the phone. Yeah, that's true. Okay. Road Pirate Films. Custodian File is a channel on YouTube. He posts videos and records from cameras he had on his roof, and he often captures videos, objects following planes and helicopters. Oh, I'd like to check that out. That actually sounds really interesting. I'd like to look at that footage. I don't watch too much footage anymore. I know that I've covered two footage cases. Mostly I just kind of skate documents and so forth. Footage isn't my number one focus right now, but I would like to keep going on that. Sorry. Some sightings are literally 5 to 10 seconds for leaving. Yeah. Love Twilight Zone. Twilight Zone's great, man. If you've watched the original 50s Twilight Zone, fantastic. Ben, one of the contracts you mentioned, loved. One thing I wanted to mention is that a lot of the contracts you mentioned may be available public to research. Yeah, but the internal investors as SAIC sites took down all those contracts. But in my video notes, I do have secondary public places where you can read about those contracts. Sorry, I should have said that in the video. I'm sorry. But for each contract that has been taken down, I have different links that are still publicly available to look at them. Sighting lasted. Tell me about your sighting too, Pitchforks. I'd love to hear about it. If they wanted to invade us, they would have done it. So this, not nukes and launching rockets into space. Ethan, what do you say, brother? Too funny was just watching your precious videos in your live. Great investigation. Really interesting to see more. That I don't know if that's fear. I don't know. But the Ross Coulthart video with BetSphere is really interesting. Yeah, I've watched bits and pieces of this. That was a really great interview. I'm not familiar with the Engaging the Phenomenon host, but you know, if anybody is close to him, tell him that was awesome. That was a really great video. I think that Semivan's quote that's making the rounds about the phenomenon, the truth to it being indigestible, is really interesting. There is a new interview with Sean Kirkpatrick from News Nation. You know, I thought after the Stephen Greenstreet interview that Sean Kirkpatrick wasn't doing more interviews. So why why is he doing another interview tour, man? Okay. I think SK is a trained intelligence officer. If he can get away with playing dumb and intentionally not looking at things, he will. Yeah. What's his quote? Expect me to lie. As an intelligence officer, you should expect me to lie to you. I think he said that. Have you investigated cold fusion, aka low energy nuclear reaction, scalar physics? No, I have not. I'm currently, right now, behind the scenes, I'm trying to educate myself a little more on the physics. I know that sounds funny coming from an engineer that I don't really understand the physics, but I really haven't spent much time researching physics of this stuff, and I'd really like to. So I'm trying to educate myself before I speak too much on a topic I'm not too educated about. No one is above the law. I agree. SK was the DIA during OSAP and ATIP. Yes, he was. What's the best way to support my work right now? Just watch the video, share it with your friends, please. If you learn something, talk to people about it. People should be discussing the subject because it's so interesting. And I hope that over time, there's just not as much. We can do our part right now to decrease the stigma around this topic. We really can. I've seen clips like the three frames. That was, and I've only seen some stuff scrolling through Twitter, and that was really interesting. I don't know. I haven't dug into that very much. These 7 years have started up than any time. These last 7 years more. Yes, more. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's kind of been, this is a period of time where there has been almost a irreversible movement in the realm of UAP. That is the so infiltration by hybrids. That is the original work of David Icke, right? Who talks about, I think it was him who originally thought of reptilians and so forth. I've never really kind of dug into that topic. What is my favorite UFO case / whistleblower? Whistleblower. UFO case. That's a good question. Let's think. My favorite case. Of course, this would be a crash retrieval. I just think, I'm not going to do a cop-out by saying Roswell, because that's everybody's favorite case. I really like just researching and reading about the 1974 Cayome, Mexico case. I really like Shag Harbor. I really, really like Kecksburg. Right now, let's... Favorite case right now at this moment, let's say Kecksburg. Whistleblower, of course, I think in everybody's heart, I've talked about this before, I try not to talk about him too much because I'm sort of blinded by bias because I want to believe him. Everybody's favorite's Bob Lazar. But again, I don't cover him or ever reference him in terms of like, okay, like this case might be valid because remember Bob Lazar said this, but because I want to believe him so badly. Growing up, what Bob said just captured my mind so much. But favorite whistleblower, of course, probably one that I've covered who there was a little bit of controversy around that's not technically a whistleblower that did not want that said that his story was not true from where I found it. Little bit, I find Daniel Salter is a documentary called UFO, The Greatest Story Ever, denied. And it's only short segments. I emailed, let me check it. If you email it to me and I missed it, I'm sorry about that. I'm pretty behind on email, so I will get to that. Much love from Norway. Keep up the good work. Hey, thanks, man. I was just in Norway last September. I went to Gjøvik and Oslo. I love Norway. MJ12 is interesting. Ryan Wood has, yes. Ryan, this is why Ryan Wood is the person I'm going to meet with on this, because Ryan Wood is the best person I know about MJ12. in my recent video, when I talked about the non-terrestrial science and technology, the committee on that, I immediately reached out to Ryan Wood, and am going to be discussing with that with him more. When I get back from Japan, I'm going to be meeting with him. So I'm really looking forward to that. What are your thoughts? We talked about this a little bit before. MH370, I think I'll probably stay clear of that for now, just because of the drama and stuff around that. One thing I hope you guys know for me is I really don't want to get interested in like social media drama. I don't like that. There's no grounded. There's thousands of NHI stories around the world. If just one is true. Yes, there are thousands. Back a while ago, some guys at Jiu-Jitsu brought up that heat map of UFO sightings and pointed to the fact that the U.S. was the most populated region, even though it was a U.S. study that generated this heat map of coagulated UFO sightings and so forth. And all you have to do is look at the hundreds of, if not thousands of stories from all around the world. There are so many rich stories. I'm hoping when I'm in Japan, I can talk to some kind of local people. Of course, I can't speak Japanese, but if some people speak good English, ask them about local UFO stories. Pentagon still hasn't truly passed an audit by the previous GAO standards. I researched that a while back. If you do anything out, yes. Yeah, this is a great point. I'd probably recommend to anybody, just take some breaks, have some hobbies outside of UAP. Watch some good movies, watch some science fiction, watch some Interstellar, watch The Expanse. Just be able to chill out for a little bit. I know that's important for me, at least. Some people are talking about SAPs disclosing we have people all throughout space, literally a breakaway society. Yeah, that's a really interesting concept, the idea of the kind of breakaway society, as people reference to the reverse engineering programs. That's a lot to explore. Sorry, I got caught up with this profile picture, not the name. My family does support me. My mom's the best. She always watches my videos and wants to talk about the cases, so she's great. Come up to Kecksburg. You know what? I actually would like to, when I cover Kecksburg, that's actually a good idea. I would like to try and get boots on the ground. I'd like to do that more. So that'd be great. I'd like to do that a lot. Zach, what's up, brother? Any videos you think could be legit UFOs? England from 98? I'm trying to think about that. So I use this a lot in my B-roll footage. One of my favorite sightings, there's two sightings. It's not the green triangle from Tom DeLonge, but it's that individual's triangle sighting of the three-pointed triangle with the red circle in the middle that takes off at very fast speeds. I haven't done a full analysis on that, but I really, really, really love that footage. I'm still kind of back and forth on both flyby and the Metapod. I think the Metapod might have a little more credence, but I'm still kind of trying to think through a little bit. All right. Salvador Pais looks familiar, and I may have worked with him in the power and propulsion division at NAVAIR Pax River. Holy cow. If you were working at Pax River in the propulsion and power division, you very well may have. That is really interesting. If you remember anything about him, let's talk. I'd love to hear about Pais. Let's all head out to Skinwalker Ranch and eat a bunch of mushrooms. That all sounds fun and dandy until the filming crew kicks us off the land. Ryan, thank you for watching, brother. I appreciate that. We will get to the bottom of it, I'm sure. Kare, yes, I hope so. That is going to be one of my greatest missions to try and do. Are there any associations between weather and UFO sightings? I'll be honest, I have no idea. I really don't. That's a good question to ask, if there's any variable weather patterns and mass sightings and so forth. I do not know. What are your thoughts on the Coast to Coast AM interview with Victor, alleged S4 worker who smuggled footage out of the alien interview tape? I know that there's a lot of discussion around that. I think that's the case John Stewart is working on, is it not? There was a weird connection between that and Kalahari I read today, in terms of in like file notes referencing Kalahari. I am not quite sure. I haven't spent too much time. I know there's a lot of controversy around the video, but somebody recently was like doing an analysis where they inverted colors to track like pupil tracking on the supposed being. That's really interesting. So I will do a little bit more studying and kind of get back. Craig, thank you, man. I appreciate that. I'm sorry my answer to your question about why I do not think that good guys versus bad guys is misinformation. I'll do a community post about that in the future, because that's such a good question. Dolan is the gold standard. I completely agree. Dolan and Colt Hart and Leonard Stringfield are my inspirations, especially Leonard Stringfield. That man's a legend. If you haven't read Crash Retrieval 1-7, I highly recommend it. Leonard Stringfield is an amazing individual. Why do you think he hasn't spoken recently? I do think what Grush is doing is work behind the scenes. I'm not sure how much he can contribute to a public discourse right now, unless there's more Senate hearings. I'm not sure what else he can say publicly to pass Dobser that hasn't already been said. But of course, I don't know Grush, but I would like to know. What do you mean, Pitchfork? Everything you said is a lie. John S., my man, thank you for watching, brother. I appreciate that. I agree with Starfield. Yeah, I played a little bit of it and it kind of stunk. 2017 Prey. No, I really want to play that. If any of you guys here play games, let me hear what you play. I love me some games. So I would like to play Starfield. I mean Prey. I heard recently Pine Gap is a pretty decent location. If you go to Greer's DPI archive and search and look at Pine Gap documents, I think he has two witnesses talk about Pine Gap and a facility there. I've also heard from some other individuals that Pine Gap might be the location there. There was some interesting stuff around a Korea location, but I also talked to a guy who was pretty familiar with kind of FAA and flight transponders and stuff, and he kind of talked about the purpose of that facility, and he said that that Korea location may not exactly be it. Looking cut. I appreciate that, man. It's just the lighting. I'm a bit of a jelly roll right now. I do that so I can smash people in jujitsu. Path of Exile. A couple of my buddies play that. They say it's great. I might have to. Speaking on behalf, thank you for watching. I really appreciate that, guys. This is all governments do is lie and then shame you for questioning them. In many respects, governments don't really have the public's best interest in mind. I'm still waiting on some quality alien video. They are here. Looks cool to have atmosphere, but it'd be awesome to see something ground-based on the current knowledge and culture. Yeah, I'd also love if we could ever get access to the satellite images that both Grush and Mellon have discussed. High-quality satellite images showing UAP. It would be great to be an interview with Grush and Elizondo. That would be... absolutely. That'd be a classic. That'd be an absolute classic. I'd love to see Elizondo talk more. Huge fan of his interviews with Kurt Jaimungal on The Theory of Everything. Those are absolutely fantastic. If you haven't watched those, I highly recommend it. And if you haven't watched David Grush's JRE appearance, I highly recommend that too. I watched it Thursday for like the fifth time. I actually have some problems with Joe on that interview, if I'm being honest. Joe really kind of worships the ground guys like Bob Lazar and Travis Walton walk on, right? He always talks about Bob Lazar and his credentials. But he kind of was acting a little bit negative towards Grush, which was really interesting to me. I didn't really like how Joe handled that interview. I just might, brother. Thank you. Toby, I appreciate that. I would like to try and stream like once a week. That would actually be really fun. I'd like to do that. Are there links between Herrera and RA? No, there are not. If you talk about danger like the US military is, I hope not, man. I'm not like the US military. Yeah, you got a point. UAP show up in IR. That's why regular cameras don't capture them. Yeah, I've heard this too. I can't remember. What's that gentleman who showed up at the SCI conference? I can't remember, but he's starting like a startup to track UAP with various systems. I can't remember this young man's name, but his work seems really promising. Toby, I talked about that a little bit earlier. I talked about the interesting aspects about the insider and that this case is difficult, or I won't talk about it too publicly too much anymore, just because it's difficult to talk about this case without referencing kind of like the evidence and so forth Joey has talked about this insider and so forth. But as I mentioned earlier, I was able to also kind of analyze this insider or find out about this individual in a roundabout way. I've seen two UFO, one in Texas, one in Houston. Tell me about them, man. I'd love to hear with it. I agree with watching much footage, but User5 posted in Reddit and YouTube some extremely compelling videos using a thermal camera. I'll check that out. I of course love watching footage. I just don't focus too much on it, but yeah, I'll absolutely watch Hackology. I'm an active mod in many subs due to my interest. I would love to send you my sightings. Yes, please. UAPGurb@gmail.com. I'll be spending a lot of time kind of looking at, kind of catching up with emails on my flight to Japan. Are the contracts classified from government sites? I do not know. The government sites, we probably won't hear about the contracts. Jimmy, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And that's a really cool sushi shoe. Thank you so much. Really. They're here and they take whatever animal person that they've invaded long ago. So I think it was Colm Kelleher that stated, I'd like to know what you think about this. I think it was Colm Kelleher that touched on the cattle mutilation and said that his personal hypothesis was that there was some sort of agency detecting like prions in local cow, prions. I don't know. Okay. I'm sorry. I can't speak in local cow population. What do you think about that? You ever seen the NeurOff website? Yes. Maybe not a new version. I don't know. I could have checked that out, man. There is a government site of all. If there is a government site, I actually haven't found it. I usually find contracts on private company, their various investor websites. So if there is, I actually need to find that. I ever make a video on the Disclosure Act 2.0? I probably will not, and here's why. Actually, I haven't covered the original Disclosure Act. There's only minor differences in the Disclosure Act 2.0, the same numerous references to non-human intelligence, legacy programs, crash materials, the 1954 Atomic Energy Agreement classifying UAP material as trans-classified foreign nuclear material. And that is how much of this has not been disclosed, because anything that's nuclear secrets doesn't really need to be disclosed. So maybe I will, just because I haven't even talked about the first act in general. I'm at the point where it's either a breakaway civilization or group keeping the locked away for good reason. I understand the... I struggle with the good reason. I think back to the original News Nation interview with Ross Coulthart. And Grush said one of the reasons for this being kept secret was feudalistic dominance. I can't think of a good reason behind that. What are your thoughts on AI being a part of the phenomenon? I'm thinking back to Section 5 behavioral analysis from the flyby footage from that leak that occurred on, I think it was 4chan, that I still don't have really a place for, that talked about basically some craft being sort of an advanced model of AI. I don't know. Grush had some interesting things to talk about AI on JRE too. And especially his worries of using AI offensively in adversarial systems, basically dropping the AI, expecting it to perform, but then kind of not really having Hackology. I just got your email. Thank you. But not really having a way to kind of control the AI. So AI is rather frightening. How it relates to the phenomenon, I'm not quite sure, but I don't know. Have it dig into silicon-based life like is suggested. Yes, there is a great YouTube. I watched a really good YouTube documentary on silicon-based life. And there is a really good graphics-esque YouTube channel. I can't remember. Heck, what is the name? I'll find it and I'll plug it. But yes, I have. Silicon-based life is extremely interesting. So what are your thoughts on the Lonnie Zamora case? Yes, I would love to cover more of the classic cases. Currently, I'm looking at interesting parallels between the Lonnie Zamora case craft and the Kalahari Desert, South Africa, 1989 alleged crash retrieval. If you look through some of the alleged military documents that were recreated discussing the 1989 craft, the crash had similar symbology from the Lonnie Zamora case. So I do want to cover that, because now I'm really interested in kind of that symbology and so forth and trying to understand that. Abductions. What do I think about Stephen Greer to evil humans being Michael Aquino, the leader of the Set Temple? Greer is a bit of an enigma to me, if I'm being honest. I'm not quite sure about so many of his motives. And it's weird because so much of his research is brilliant. And then so much of what Greer has done post, a certain date, wherever we can find, he started to do some interesting stuff. Abduction cases are really interesting. I kind of mentioned earlier, one of my first ever cases I read about was Betty and Barney Hill. So, and of course, I know Travis Walton, many of the famous cases, they're really interesting. I don't know what to make of them, to be honest. What interests me is the intent behind abduction. So I would want to, I would really kind of want to backtrack and try to find context around the abduction and try to determine motives as to why this happens. But abductions are really interesting and they're extremely frightening to think of. If you guys have seen Fire in the Sky, I know it's a dramatization about Travis Walton's case. The scene where Travis Walton is basically experimented on in Fire in the Sky, it came out in 93, is terrifying. I believe Bob, let me know what you guys think about Lazar, of course. Lazar is such an interesting case. Hopefully we can get to the bottom of his case. Again, like what I said is, he's tough for me to talk about because I am just so biased in towards Bob. I want to believe him so bad. So it's hard for me to take an objective lens because, you know, I'll see problems with Bob Sesame and I'll say, yeah, well, maybe this, because I want to believe him so darn bad. Toby, thank you very much. I'm trying to get through everything. I'm sorry if I'm slow, guys. I know I can ramble. Do you think consciousness is tied to I've heard that maybe these vehicles could be controlled with consciousness. And if so, can you elaborate on how you view consciousness? A while ago, if you asked me, I probably would have said no. But over time, more and more cases I follow, there's more and more kind of link between human cognition, human consciousness, and UAP. Some of the claims that vehicles can be controlled with consciousness, of course, you have Michael Herrera talking about P3s. But also backtracking a little bit, you have Ross Coulthart talking about kind of consciousness interface with controlling craft. You also have the infographics whistleblower piece, to be real, that retrieval teams need to have basically grounding mechanisms so their brain isn't distorted by the phenomenon. You have Gary Nolan, you have Jacques Vallée, you have Lou Elizondo, who's discussed this, and you have many more who have talked about issues with cognition and various problems that occur with the human mind encountering UAP. So at this point, I do think there is a link between consciousness and cognition and UAP. What it is, I don't know. I really don't know. And I'd love to find out because, remember, I'm coming from a realm, a science realm, where you think of synapses and stuff in the driving cause between the human brain. But the more and more I study this phenomenon, the more and more there's a strange link between these. Hey, group, when's the next iceberg episode? Would you guys like another iceberg episode? I don't want to like... The thing is, I don't want anybody to be disappointed when I put out a release. I would love to make more iceberg because it's kind of fun to put a little bit more humor, a little bit more of a personal spin on stuff. But if you guys don't like the icebergs, I won't do it. But if you guys want to see some icebergs, I'll do it. And I also, maybe I'll wait till 10K. I want to do the taxonomy from Carl Nell's deleted slide. Just talking about every single possible origin of NHI. So... APEC arts parts and analysis and their thruster experiments. I have not CH, but that sounds really good. I'm going to write that down. Thank you guys. Whenever people put stuff out like this for me to look at, I really appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. If you had to estimate the amount of people who have been part of a crash retrieval reverse engineering team, what do you think the number is? This is total guess, but I'd say relatively small, in history, maybe below 500. In my guess, UA or crash retrieval teams, the personnel on them are probably highly, highly, highly specialized. And if you look at, remember recently I mentioned that Christopher Sharp article about the OGA and JSOC, Joint Special Forces Operations Command. If some of these crash retrieval operators are JSOC, they are highly trained and those don't come a dime a dozen. Hackology, MJ-12's fifth annual review written. I need to look at the, was that written by Ryan Wood? I got to look at that. Rattle, thank you so much. We need to support you. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Sorry, I'm a young Richard Dolan. I thank you for that. I really appreciate that. He's a true inspiration. Hunting Victor, the documentary. Tommy, I'm going to write that down. I will download that and watch that on the plane. Play Minecraft. Minecraft is great, bro. Everybody loves Minecraft. WoW. I would love to play WoW, although I think I would lose my... Holy cow, are we just getting to the games? I'm sorry, guys. I'm taking so slow. A lot of people have called Greer Grifter neglecting the important work. Yes, I agree. This is why I talk in almost every video about the 2001 disclosure briefing document. I think that piece of literature is brilliant and a must read. If you haven't, I highly, highly, highly recommend it. It's fantastic. Have you ever read Inside Flying Objects by Michael P. Masters? No, I haven't, but Michael P. Masters is really interesting. I'd like to get into a bit more of his work. You are a beast, BJJ, and am I give you those guns? No, I just lift a lot of weight. Thank you. What are your thoughts on Stephen Greer? It seems like So I've talked about Greer a lot. I have mixed feelings on Greer because I don't like how he charges thousands of dollars for CE5, and I don't like how he self-aggrandizes himself in his witnesses' stories. A good example of this is Michael Herrera's case. When Michael Herrera discusses that he was held at gunpoint by these men, the black operators, when he observed the UFO, Greer likes to take it a step further by saying that he was made to turn around and get on his knees, basically thinking he's going to get shot in the back of the head. So Greer likes to kind of control these witnesses a little bit, it seems, and kind of aggrandize the stories when it makes a little sense to make them seem a little bit more sensational. However, at the same time, Stephen Greer has done exceptional work for ufology, exceptional work. 2001 disclosure briefing document is a fantastic piece. I so recommend reading that. The Greer witness list. I talk about this every time I reference the subject. These people need to be separated from Greer himself. Okay, just because they're contacting Greer, their case, a lot of people say, oh, like he's in contact with Greer, we shouldn't look at his case. No, these individuals deserve to be analyzed just as much as anybody else. Some of the work Greer has done is excellent. There's a top line summary in the disclosure briefing document that talks about the program back in 2001. I find it and I'll post it, but it's fantastic. I'll actually do a community post on it. What are your thoughts on AI as an aspect? We talked about that a little bit. Have I watched Professor Simon Holland's? I've heard of Professor Simon Holland, but not Orford Ness. I will actually get into that a little more. Once a spook, always a spook. And I removed that comment with the word lie. Yeah, once a spook, always a spook. Hey, man, really enjoy your detail-oriented videos. Reminds me of Think Anomalous, who covers some of these cases when he sometimes includes details other researchers overlook. Thank you very much. I really appreciate those kind words. Isn't Project Gravatar with Lazar's input coming out this year? S4 recreated in VR in crazy detail. Yeah. I know on the Project Gravatar website or kind of some of their promotional material, they have screenshots from the craft, and that's really interesting. Also, Mac Mave Studios has a great video inside Area 51 and S4. I've used some B-roll footage for that. I'd really like to collaborate with that dude because he makes some awesome stuff. But yeah, check that out. That's great. Greetings from Chile. What's up, brother? Thank you very much. I really appreciate the kind words. Trying to give you money. It's okay, man. Well, thank you for having me on Patreon, but I thank you so much. Day after Roswell is Corso. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was looking at the Roswell incident. That's Bill Moore, come to think of it. Game recommendations. You can never go wrong with Doom 2016, Doom plus Doom Eternal. Yeah, the Doom games are fantastic. To Zealot, I hope you're still here. God of War Ragnarok is fantastic as well. I can't wait for that new Doom game. Games. I'm trying to think because no games have really caught my attention too much lately. I'm going to replay Ghost of Tsushima. If you haven't played that, that's an excellent game. I can't wait. UAP humanoid encounters coming out of Peru. No, but I know that Ross Colehart just did a video on that. Those are pretty interesting. They talk about beings that like melt people's faces off. Of course, I can't discount anything. I just haven't done enough research to have a very informed opinion. It's very interesting, though, and I'd like to listen to that reality check episode that talks about this. What are your thoughts on the NASCAR mummies? I posted this website last time because I talked about it on a recent video. You should check out the 3D scans of all the mummies. You can kind of go through the different layering of them. It's super interesting. And guys, in about 15 minutes, I'll have to hop off. So I'm going to get through everything because I got to pack. I haven't packed. Huckology, yes, I have. And I will post that as well. What do you think about pyramids in Alaska? It's one of the prized locations remote viewed prior to his death. The remote viewing is... Yeah, Alaska is a very mysterious land. I've heard of possible reverse engineering locations in Alaska as well. I think Alaska is a very mysterious land. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe remnants of an ancient civilization in Alaska. I don't know. I do not know, but that's a good question. Fat Rodents, thank you so much. Watching this with buddies, we'll tell your slimes. As the kids say, I say hi. Getting money, thanks. Hopefully, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Got a jet. Well, you probably signed off, but have a great night, bro. I'm sure that you've seen. Yes, I have seen the Beaver Utah footage. It's pretty interesting, but I haven't given it a full analysis. Like I don't want to just say like I think this or this without really thoroughly looking at something. But you know, I will take a harder look. Listen, yo, actually, that would be kind of fun. If any of you guys want to kind of get together and play some games together, I'd love to do that. Colm said there seemed like there were two groups. One had the laser tech trying to go through imitate mutilations. I had not heard that. Thank you for clearing that up. I got to look into that as well. Sega employee, what is your day job? I am an engineer. I do mostly QA engineering these days, and it's very boring. Have you seen any clear UFO complex? Yes. Genonet is fantastic. Someone sent me one of his videos recently, and they're really great. I would highly recommend. But have you blocked eschatologies on MJ12? It's really good. No, I have not. No, I will read that. Thank you. Finally caught alive. Is the UFO news dying out? No, I do not. The mall incident? No, I do not think so. I think with the 2024, I think after Congress recesses in August, as this issue is voted on, we'll see a lot more interesting things. And I think with Lou Elizondo's book coming out, we'll see a lot of interesting things. Ethan Simmons, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Enjoy Japan. I'll see what other data. Thank you very much. I will use this money to feed myself some delicious sushi. Thank you so much. I'm trying to go fast, guys. I'm sorry. I'm so slow. No sweat. Why would these UAP let themselves be seen? I don't know. Attributing motives to the phenomenon. If you've read Jacques Vallée's book, Dimensions and Passport to Magnolia, it seems like sometimes the UAP either want themselves to be seen, want to disguise themselves as other things or so forth. Attributing motives and understanding, I really don't have any idea. I really don't. I'd like to understand more. What about the young guys tracking Ronnie Vernet? No, he was just with Reality Check. Yeah, no, the young man who is tracking UFO or UAP with his equipment, that's not him. I just can't remember what his name is. You on Reddit should have posted a live chat. That's all right, man. AJ Green, the famous, excellent Bengals player. Good name. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, I will be covering the Maje Brazil crash, and I will hopefully be able to be using MacMave Studios footage on that. Absolutely. No, cannot. The first Australian triangle-shaped constellation group. Oh, triangle-shaped. Okay. Basically, so three stars in a triangle formation, did they move at all in the formation or did it stay pretty uniform? One sec. Sorry, guys. I'm getting a call. Sorry, guys. My bad. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to skip over that. UAP being controlled mostly by AI makes perfect sense. Also, the craft piloted by actual biologic NHI was heavily declined since the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Nowadays, mostly AI. So yeah, that kind of boils down to like the von Neumann self-replicating probe, right? I talked about that in the infographic show. That's a pretty interesting idea. John Michael Godier, he has a great YouTube channel who talks a lot about kind of Fermi paradox, extraterrestrial intelligence, and so forth, talks often about how von Neumann probe is a very applicable solution to spreading the civilization basically into its own galaxy without violating faster than light travel and so forth. So many UAP being controlled by AI does make sense. If we think to that infographics video, I think it's just like the saucers and possibly triangles that are piloted. Such things as bells, spheres, and so forth are mostly drones. Capital S pattern. Oh, that is interesting. It is always it is extremely interesting when you see something in the sky that is exhibiting flight patterns that when you start to notice one of the five or six observables of UAP in a sighting is super interesting. One of the best things it made up the story to get out of I've heard that too. And if that's the case, those men are some of the smartest people alive to make up a UAP abduction story to get out of a contract. I believe Bob, and there's a lot of things that were corroborated, but only is the education thing. Yeah, I think the education thing is a little too played out. People focus on that too much. Of course, it's a valuable thing to use to kind of talk against Bob, but people bring that up too much. I believe you have one of those signed too. Yeah, that's what you can't see here is the reactor and how the sports model works too. This is just an excellent piece. Psionics, yes. Lazar is definitely a fraud. I can email you all the proof. Studied his entire... Please, please. UAPGurb@gmail.com if you're still here, man. I would like to read that a lot. They can mess with our brains, experiences... Correct, Stanton Friedman didn't like Lazar. Yes, yes. Stanton Friedman did talk against Lazar quite a bit. I'm getting to the iceberg stuff. Okay, a lot of people are interested in the iceberg. So yeah, I will. I will get to that a little bit. So okay, yeah, Tommy, we talked a little bit about the face peelers. So if you're interested in JSOC, look into the squadron. The 24th ST, yeah. Yes, there was somebody on Reddit recently, like a supposed whistleblower case, somebody in the 24th STS who talked about his captain who was pulled away for very specific duties occasionally. And one time he talked about seeing some sort of craft that he said wasn't ours and was very shook from it. That's a really interesting story. I believe I have that downloaded if anybody wants me to share it with them. Cracker Jack, thank you very much. Friends have different money. Thank you very much. I really appreciate your support from the bottom of my heart. How many think C5s are a thing? It's just, I don't know. I need mods. I'd like mods, especially as kind of the channel grows for this stuff. But, you know, the thing is, like, everybody who types here is either wanting to talk to each other or talk to me. And I feel like I'm doing people a disservice if I'm just having somebody else filter out what they're saying. Like, if you're typing out a message specifically to say something to me, you know, you are supporting this channel and I owe it to you to look at what you are saying and respond and think about it. So mods be damned for the time moment. I think that Lazar brainwashed similar to Benowitz. That's interesting. I'd like to, the gentleman who said he would talk to, or send me that information about Lazar. I'd like to look at that as well. Greer is clearly a narcissist. I thought you said Gerb for a second, man. I was like, what the heck? But yes, I agree. Gerb rules. You rule telekinesis beats. You're truly a young Dolan. Thank you so much. Greer was the only option for many witnesses. This is an excellent point. I'm sorry for getting to this late. Greer has been for many people the only option. Can I link to the Greer briefing document? Yes, I can. I'll make a community post on it, okay? Posted on Reddit. Thank you. Yes, I've thought about this too. Lazar, after the congressional hearings, did a I told you so, but he hasn't testified. The Hynek UFO report is excellent. The CIA UFO paper is also excellent. I have not heard or I've not read UFOs, generals, pilots, and government officials. I absolutely will. I've linked to the UFO report and the CIA UFO papers in a couple videos. So if anybody's interested in those, I will watch it. Okay, Hunting Victor not out yet. Okay, but I will watch it when it comes out. I didn't know Jacques Fillet, yeah, has also mentioned that Bob that he had to, I need to study up a little bit on that more because that's a pretty interesting theory. NASCAR mummies. He says slimes. Yeah, dude, I still try to not act too old. Do you have any really good UAP videos we might not have seen? I talked about this before, but one of the videos I think like lives in my head rent-free is the video of the black triangle I included much of my B-roll footage. Check it out in my Lockheed Martin video. It's a footage from a handheld camera of a man taking a video of a black triangle in his backyard that exhibits four lights, one light at each vertice of the triangle and one red light middle. It takes off at a high speed at the end of the video. I don't know if that video is real or not. I'm not advocating for its credibility, but it's really interesting. What's up with the Phoenix lights? Fantastic case. The conventional explanation is the A10 warthog flares, right? But then what's the governor's name who came out and said he was disappointed in how he reacted and coming on stage with an alien suit talking about the Phoenix lights. The Phoenix lights is one of the most interesting cases we have in the public domain, in my opinion. What do you think about the 4chan whistleblower and the claims about UFOs? Yeah, so he talks about UFOs being made like spec'd per purpose. That 4chan whistleblower is insanely interesting, and I will still cover that full thing at some point because I love that story. It's just really interesting. Mods are not a good policy. Oh, thank you, Tommy. I appreciate that, brother. Mods are not a good freedom. Yeah, that's the thing too. Like, I really don't want some random person kind of telling people what they can and can't say. You know. I don't want that. Howdy from Lumberton, Texas. What's up, man? Thank you very much for joining in, Vegetable Gremlin. it can feel like that. Yeah. UAP feels like a never ending circus. I empathize with that and I understand. That's why I think it's so important to kind of pick and choose what you're studying at once. You know, you see with a lot of questions people ask me, I'll be pretty outright and say I have no idea what I think on the topic because I haven't studied it. In this field, spreading yourself too thin is a massive detriment. It's really a massive detriment. So focusing on what you like to specialize in, researching that, branching out occasionally, but really trying to focus in on something, you can make really good progress. My specialty, what I like, crash retrievals, reverse engineering, and speaking to witnesses, firsthand witnesses. That is what I like. There's so much more in this domain outside of that, but I'm spreading myself too thin and probably being a little bit demoralized if I were to do that because I can't focus on as much. I have a playlist. If you look over it, help you navigate the electromagnetic. Yes, please, 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 please send that to me, uapgrib@gmail.com. Please, I'd love to review that on my flight. It's a great time to be alive, Mike. And also, yeah, it is. This is what an interesting time to be alive. Aquadilla. Yeah, Aquadilla, Peru. I'm trying to think, why can't I remember what case Aquadilla, Peru is? I've referenced it before, but my mind is given a blank. A deep dive on if S4 was real. I went to the Black Gate, the idea that the bus would do 30 minutes on hunger. So one of the best, I want to do a deep dive on S4, and I have a fantastic document I want to reference for that. It is the Project Aquarius document that talks about Dan Barish and gives a detailed layout of all 7 layers of S4, and I do want to cover that. I've been, yes, Tenkai, please, I'd really like to read your research. Fife Symington, yes, that's the name. 4chan story seems to check out. Yeah, when he talks about the spheres in that, he talks about them being like a hammer design, right? So keep reading it. Okay, I've seen UAP once at night, 3 lights flying around rapid speed coming to an instant stop. Okay. That is a very interesting case. So you saw 3 lights flying at a rapid speed, coming to an instant stop, changing colors and intensity, and jumping like a mild and instantly continued on its previous path. That is extremely anomalous. Puerto Rico. Yes, that is the case where there's, yes. Okay, I know what you're talking about. That's the 2018 footage where the UAP is shown hovering over the town, goes into water, splits into 2, and rises. Tanner Johnson, what's up, brother? Yes, we are doing a live. How did you become interested in the UFO topic? I think it's just the way my brain works. Ever since I could read, one of my first ever books was on the Betty and Barney Hill abduction. I've been fascinated with this story since I could read, since I knew how to think. I have always been obsessed with UFOs. But until I reached my recent age, I didn't really know how to express that, right? And I finally came to a point in my life where I realized I had something to offer in terms of treating the subject like I would a research paper in engineering. Having a thesis, having a body of work, having a body of references, and making that into a video, trying to make it entertaining that people could watch. Try and limit as much of my personal interest in each video and each research project as much as possible, and just deliver the data, the facts, the surrounding context on a topic. So this is just such an important topic for me. Do I believe Dan Barish is legitimate? I don't know because I haven't done the dive yet. And I do know some interesting people who actually have no opinion on Dan Barish, which is interesting. Of course, he talks about J-Rod. He talks about J-Rod, who Bill Uhouse talks about being retrieved from the Kingman crash. The thing is with Dan Barish, he talks about 2 J-Rods. He talks about J-Rod EBE-53AZ, which is the Kingman, Arizona J-Rod. No, J-Rod, 2 were recovered there. He says 1 was handed off to Los Alamos National Labs. 1 was given to S4. He talks that that is a P45 species, and there's P52 Orion species. So I need to do a deep dive because he's really interesting. I know the YouTube channel Night Shift did recently, so I'll probably wait a little bit to let all that die down and do like a full research project. So you observed an instantaneous deceleration and acceleration. That is fascinating. Jimmy Carter's UFO report. Yes, Jimmy Carter is really, Jimmy Carter, of course, was an advocate for UAP, and Danny Sheehan has stated he performed UAP investigation for Jimmy Carter because of his interest. Can you try and vet? Yes, absolutely. I will do that. I'll do a I will do a full research project on his claims, the project Aquarius and so forth, because that seems like a really interesting thing to explore. OpTV, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Do you know anyone approaching the UAP subject from the instrumentation detection angle? There's your channel is launching model rockets into the anomalous phenomenon. Launching rocket. Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea. Yeah, there's that gentleman who's actually building really interesting detection software. I will find his name and I'll post about him. I'm sorry I can't remember right now, but he is the guy right now. That's the thing. With many sightings, they last so briefly, you don't have time to get in any filming mechanisms. Mods for time management, obviously someone, we will see. We will see. As we grow, we might have more people chatting. The looking glass technology is really interesting. If you guys don't know what that is, Dan Barish claimed, I think level 4 or 5 in S4, there is some sort of like time manipulation project called Project Looking Glass at S4. I'm always wary of involving EBEs living amongst human. Yes, I am too. I'm always just taking a stepping back. Yes, Northrop, who kind of talked, I think it was, I know the video of him in a garden in which he discusses UAP openly. And that is a very interesting video. And when I eventually one day make a video about Northrop Grumman, I will be referencing that. Dude, exchanging aliens isn't like human trafficking, except with exactly. Yeah. If Dan Barish is telling the truth, they're just swapping alien or ETs like Yu-Gi-Oh cards. You watching for recent? I have not. If there are recent Metapod videos, please show me. If you guys think I'm just kind of lacking on that stuff, it's not. I'm just so focused on a few aspects: crash retrieval, reverse engineering, and talking to people. Golden domes. Yes, I will be talking about this. Golden domes from Danny Sheehan. If you guys don't know, Danny Sheehan has claimed that there's golden dome, what's known as golden dome in the CIA as technology used to detect UAP even when they're cloaked. Thanks for the Q&A. Hey, good night, brother. Good night, man. Good night from Chet. Nice, man. Have a great night. Agree on the looking glass comment research. Okay, guys, I will finish up these comments, then I got to hit the road. That's all right. I got to pack. I agree. Yeah, so... Yeah, and this short there with Dan Barish, there's so much to unpack. It deserves a lot of research. Yes, golden domes. We will absolutely be talking about that in the future. It was like a beacon going off on Earth. They split the atom, and yeah, that's a great thing to talk about, right? Like a huge influx of UAP sightings post the first atomic bomb drop. I am of the mind. I do think there's been a presence on this phenomena for quite a long time. How long that is, I don't know, but I think the if we may have lit up like a beacon with the first atomic bomb dropping, I do think there has been a presence on this planet longer. Since when do you have an interest in UAPs? Forever. I've talked about this a few times, brother, but I have had an interest in UAP since I could think as a human, and it has been one of my biggest passions. And it wasn't until recently I learned I could actually try and do good on this subject. Just found your channel via Jason Jor. Who's Jason Giordani? If he's shouting me out, thank you, man. I appreciate that. Just for the record, one sighting in Austin never moved. Okay, gotcha. Yes, I will cover the UAPDA because I never covered the 2023 variation. Okay, I'll get through these. And then I'm stopping with AJ Green's comment on Iceberg. Have you ever looked in the contrail picture that went pole to pole? No, I have not, but I will check that out, brother. What if the reason why UAP is so secretive is the NHI themselves don't disclose about their existence for whatever reason? Yeah, I mean, the fact that the phenomenon itself isn't revealing itself is telling, right? Like, they ultimately have the power to disclose themselves or not. Maybe they don't trust us. Maybe we are like, maybe the zoo hypothesis has some truth to it, that mainly we are just a piece of study. Thank you, Zach. I appreciate that, man. And thank you for all of your comments on pretty much every one of my videos. Sheehan's incredible. Jesse Michaels has an interview coming out with Sheehan. I cannot wait for that. Hope you got a window seat. No, man, I got the aisle, but I'll probably have to trade for my girlfriend, so I'll have a middle. Check out that. Yes. Well, unfortunately, I'll just be going to Tokyo and Kyoto. I won't have time to go to Hiroshima or Nagasaki. Fat Rodents, thank you. I built a technology that allows me to send chats and live streams from the past. They're super. What? Okay. Other two stars never moved up. That is very interesting. They don't like you. Yeah, maybe it's just an impartialness to humans, right? Maybe it's just not even, maybe we are to them what ants are to us. Alpha Zero, hey man, nice to see you live. Thank you very much. But please don't fall into the black hole. Yes, a lot of charlatans and jokers. We talked about this earlier. I'll always do what I can to kind of ground myself and kind of not fall into unhealthy habits. Where am I going? Tokyo and Kyoto. I will be training at Kodokan in Tokyo for a little bit of judo too. You were born in Yokosuka. That's awesome, bro. I'm so excited to visit your beautiful country. It's been my top destination forever. And with that, guys, I am going to hit the road. So I just feel so terrible about not providing content. So I might provide like some community posts, a little bit like articles about stuff. Because I would still like to talk about a couple things. So thank you guys so much. And Samuel, I see this. I should interview JJ. Yeah, I'll talk to him. Absolutely. Safe travels. Thank you guys. And I will when we get right back to the videos, and then we will also do maybe a weekly live stream where we discuss the most recent case and kind of chat about things. And with that, guys, I'll catch everyone later. See ya.